Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Top European Union officials are gathering in Kyiv in a new show of support for Ukraine's fight against Russia's nearly year-long invasion. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met in Kyiv with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen ahead of what officials described as a summit on Friday. The EU leader tweeted that the summit is meant to show that the European Union stands by Ukraine as firmly as ever. Meanwhile, Russia launched new airstrikes on residential areas in the eastern Ukrainian city of Kramatorsk on Thursday. At least 3 people died and 21 were injured in attacks on Kramatorsk late Wednesday. British Defense Minister Ben Wallace says there's no magic wand that can help Ukraine in its fight against Russia. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
Wallace made the statement when asked on Thursday about the possibility of supplying British fighter jets to be used by Ukrainian forces. Wallace did not rule out the possibility of sending jets, but said fighter aircraft were not what Ukraine needed right now, and that there were practical issues to consider, such as the many months it would take to train Ukrainian forces to use them. He was speaking at a news conference of British and Australian foreign and defense ministers following a meeting on trade and security. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
The United Nations says its humanitarians will not leave Afghanistan and will continue delivering life-saving aid, despite Taliban restrictions on Afghan women's work for non-governmental organizations. The announcement comes as some international aid agencies have suspended their operations in Afghanistan to protest a December 24, 2022 order by the de facto Taliban government banning local women from working for non-governmental organizations. This is VOA News. Iran on Thursday blamed Israel for a drone attack that took place Saturday in the central Iranian city of Isfahan. A letter posted on the website of Iran's mission to the United Nations said preliminary indications were that Israel was responsible for what it called an attempted act of aggression. The letter did not include specific evidence. U.S. President Joe Biden is hosting King Abdullah of Jordan at the White House Thursday. It's the second White House meeting between the leaders in less than a year. It comes amid rising tensions between Israel and the Palestinians. Biden was expected to thank King Abdullah for Jordan's role in defusing tensions on Temple Mount, Jerusalem's most holy site. It's revered by both Jews and Muslims, and Jordan is recognized as the custodian of Temple Mount under a 1994 peace treaty with Israel. Here's White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre speaking before the two men met.
The president will thank His Majesty for the critical role Jordan plays in diffusing tensions in Jerusalem and will underscore the need to preserve the historic status quo at the Haram al-Sharif Temple Mount.
Israel's months-long coalition government under Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been characterized by many observers as the most right-wing government in that country's history. It has kindled heightened sensitivity centered around the holy sites in the region. Today's Groundhog Day in the United States, and the nation's most famous groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil, reportedly saw his shadow early Thursday, indicating, as tradition has it, another 6 weeks of winter. VOA's Jeff Custer has more on the history of this annual event.
Thousands of revelers come each year to the small east central U.S. town of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, for its Groundhog Day celebration. The town began celebrating Groundhog Day in 1886. Its origins go back to both Christian and pagan observances in Europe, marking the halfway point between the winter solstice and spring equinox. The Christian tradition has its roots in the feast day of Candlemas, during which the church would distribute to parishioners enough candles to last them the rest of the winter, and the practice evolved into a prediction for how much longer winter would last. Historians say the Germans introduced an animal to the process, using hedgehogs, the small spiny creatures common in parts of Europe. Germans emigrating to the eastern U.S., where there are no hedgehogs, turned to groundhogs. U.S. forecasters report Punxsutawney Phil has been right about 40% of the time over the last 10 years. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Hundreds of mourners packed St. Mary's Cathedral in Sydney on Thursday for the funeral of Cardinal Pope George Pell. Pell died at the age of 81 in a Rome hospital last month from complications after hip surgery. The former Vatican treasurer and close advisor to Pope Francis was convicted in 2018 of sexually assaulting 2 choir boys. That conviction was later overturned. Marissa Melton.